One, two, three.
Welcome to Security Guy Radio. What is 2016? What's your name, sir?
My name is Andrew Elvish. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Product Management at Genetec. Really looking forward to chatting with you today, Chuck.
Now, Genetec, Canadian company.
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you a funny story. I go to As Is something years ago, right? And I just started doing this trade show. So I was walking around saying, hey, I'd like to interview. I did 14 interviews. And 12 of the companies I interviewed happened to be from Canada. The best products. In other words, I said, I want the 12 best products. And of the 14, 12 were from Canada. You guys do some outstanding work up there.
Thank you very much. We're very proud of our Canadian technology heritage. It's a big part of the DNA of Genetec, and Canada's always been very proudly technology forward. I think we have a unique perspective on the world.
Oh, I think so for sure. And some of the products I see are completely different than most other products. Well thought out, and by the way, been in the space a long time.
Absolutely.
Some of these guys are owners, leaders in the market and stuff. So tell us what Genetec does.
Genetec is the world-leading enterprise-class unified security platform. And what that basically means is that we've taken a different approach to security than really anybody else you're going to find on the show floor, which is bringing together core physical security features into a unified platform rather than sort of cobbling together legacy products or stovepipe products. We bring together access control, video surveillance, and automated number plate or automated license plate recognition, plus intercoms, other sensors. We bring sensors like Twitter, which we believe is a sensor.
Well, absolutely. It's one of the best in the world. Yeah,
absolutely. And I think, you know, we're taking a view that stovepiped proprietary systems is not the way forward, especially for our customer base, which is a large-scale enterprise user base. So we really have been leading that charge in the industry for about 20 years now.
Wow, 20 years. That's
amazing. I know, I don't look that old, do I?
No, you don't.
It's okay, well, we're friends here.
All right, here. I do. Now, so are you kind of agnostic in that you're going to work with anybody that wants to come in the space, and you're going to put them together and talk to each other and make them all work, and can Tyco and Honeywell speak within your system? Does it work that way?
Absolutely. Genetec prides itself on being an open platform.
Right.
This is core to the Genetec story and has been since day one.
Which is unique, really. I mean, this is open platforms are now coming of age, but you guys have been doing this a long time.
For a very long time, Chuck. And what really stands us apart is it's not just our camera integration program, which is extraordinarily robust. Hundreds of cameras are integrated a year. We have a team dedicated to it, but also our integration of access control devices, analytics like ShotSpotter, all sorts of different things, Vinctor Stentaphone, intercoms, Axis. We really bring it all together with a holistic view of what is happening in the life of a security operator. Because really, that's the person who's making those decisions, split-second decisions,
right.
And we need them to be focused on the situation, not the software.
Yeah, it's not me. I mean, I bought the stuff at Disney and Fox. I designed it. I put it in. I had headaches trying to make them talk to each other back in the late 90s, right? It's a big deal. But at the end of the day, it was my guard with hopefully low turnover, but not always successful in the guard business, that had to learn how to use it. And it was very complicated back then.
Absolutely.
They had to learn Checkpoint. They had to learn Lorraine. They had to Laurel. I mean, they had to learn all these different systems individually.
Absolutely.
And I always thought, why doesn't somebody just make some software that pushes one button, works it? And you guys, apparently, I didn't know where you were 20 years ago when I was at the studio.
Well, we were pretty new. We were in our president's garage getting geared up. But what really stands us apart in this is we don't just put a presentation layer on a whole bunch of disparate systems. We think that's very dangerous. You know, there are companies in this industry who make a nice fancy ribbon to tie up a whole bunch of disparate technologies. And those are very brittle. One of those technologies gets upgraded, your entire system breaks.
The whole interface doesn't work.
Exactly.
In other words, I'm looking at a screen, an overlay, and my access control button stops working. The whole overlay stops working.
That's right.
Oh, I see.
And then you're
going
to have to call up a consultant. And guess what starts as soon as he picks up that phone?
That's right.
the dollar bills start flying out of your company. Genetec took an approach which is a real bottom-up approach. So we actually integrate directly from the base through our SDK program, through our integration program, such that it's an entire stack of integration. It's not a veneer. It's a real bottom-up integration so that when one piece is upgraded, everything moves in unison so that the customer doesn't have to think about that.
Now, you guys must be very well trusted by the other vendors to allow access to the code, the back door, make sure it all works together and stuff. And you guys have been doing this a long time. I've been hearing that there's intercompany cooperation now going on more so than ever, that a Tyco and a Honeywell get together and say, you know what? Okay, it's mutually beneficial for us to not make everything a proprietary, you know, interface.
Absolutely.
And kind of make them share. Are you finding the business in the industry is going that way for most devices and systems?
I would like to think so. Unfortunately, we don't see that sort of remarkable level of cooperation we've been able to achieve. That takes time. It's very hard for a company, you know, Johnny Come Lately's, to jump into the industry and say, you can trust me with your API, with your source code, your new firmware updates for cameras or doors, and we're not going to share that data. We've seen too often with other companies that are trying to do this, deals getting flipped, you know, inappropriate integrations happening. And to us, we've built a very trustworthy relationship with our partners, such that we can work as easily with Bosch as with Axis, as with VivoTech, HID,
Salto. Great names. Great names.
And we're excited about that.
Now, do you work with... Are you part of the ONVIF packages? And
yes. Genetech has a long history with ONVIF.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. And for my people that don't know what that is, I never did learn what the acronym stands for.
Oh, that's a good one.
But basically, ONVIF goes out and sets standards and profiles.
Yes.
That allow plug and play of some devices. So, you know, Sony, Hitachi, Bosch, their cameras, they work together to manufacture standards that make them easy to plug and play.
Yes.
Good way to describe it, right?
I think the best way is that it's, you know, they're trying to do what happened with printer drivers a long time
ago. There you go. Yeah, that's good.
And from our perspective, it's an admirable undertaking. But to really get the true value out of a camera integration or a door integration or intercom, you really have to go above and beyond ONVIF. And unfortunately, that's beyond the capability of most companies.
Sure.
That requires a fairly robust research and development team. So while we you know, celebrate ONVIF and we participate in it from our research and development teams all the way up to our president, we still think there's a very big and probably a much larger role to play for integration and meaningful relationships with our partners.
Now, are you the biggest person in this space, the biggest company in this space?
I'd like to think I'm pretty svelte in this space, Chuck. We are, especially in the enterprise space. When you get into citywide surveillance systems, you get into large-scale corporate, campus, airports, you start thinking about large-scale transit networks, we tend to lead the way there because it's not only the technology, although that plays a big part in it. It's our integrator network. We have purposefully kept our integrator network very small. While we see some mid-level players really opening up, giving away their software for free.
Right.
And we don't believe that that's the way forward. We want to encourage our integrators to be able to build robust businesses with us. And our channel partner program and our, you know, end user program really puts that forward with both the people who are selling and installing our product, but also with our end users, because they trust that, you know, they're not going to have a bunch of people who have never installed a Genetech system showing up, pulling wires, and then leaving them high and dry.
Exactly.
And it's a big problem. And when you deal in the high-end space, and that doesn't just mean large companies, that means people who have enterprise requirements, whether that's large-scale distributed systems.
It could be a small company with a giant warehouse with 200 cameras.
Exactly. You totally get it there. So from our perspective, you know, really working with these people and making it a truly win-win relationship, that's what's going to make it. So, yes, we're very proud of our position in the market. We never take it for granted. Genetech is always striving to work with our customers.
It's the best to call you when I'm in my design build phase and I've done all my RFPs and I'm hiring this camera company, this access control company, and I'm bringing the guy at the same time? Or can you come in after it's all fakakta and messed up and doesn't work, and can you plug in top of it and make it all work?
Well, I think our integrators are really the best partner that anybody has in that, whether it's a police department, a municipal group, or a large-scale corporate campus. It's really calling one of our integrators and getting in touch with them and talking it through. Right now in the industry, not just our industry, in the B2B industry, most customers really only reach out to integrators or manufacturers when they're about 57-60% way through their decision-making process.
Oh, interesting.
And what we want to do is
it really should be
because you avoid a lot of gotchas. I mean, there's many people on this show floor who have much bigger marketing budgets than Genetech, and honestly, you get enough of that marketing spin and you're like, let's get an end-to-end solution. And an end-to-end solution is great until you want to add something that's outside of that vision from the company.
And then your budget goes
and then
off
the budget
the chart.
Goes
that's
bananas.
That's what happens. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Back in the day when I was doing this stuff, integrators, it wasn't really even a word. We found the guy. And the guy knew how to hook this one up. Then I had to go find another guy to hook this up. And it was very troublesome.
Yeah, for sure. It's a labor-intensive project.
Fascinating conversation. Give us a website.
Website is www.genetech.com. Visit it now and often.
Absolutely. One of my favorite companies, I have to say. If you guys aren't using integrators, you're missing the boat on this. Give us your name one
Chuck,
more time.
It's Andrew Elvish, Vice President, Genetech.
Andrew, thanks for coming on the show.
It's my pleasure, Chuck. Thanks. Cheers.
Very good.
Yeah, there. I hope I got it on the mic.
Oh, boy, you really hit the message on that one.